I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We continue to talk some NBA with the draft this past week, and also we get closer and closer to free agency and a whole lot of trade rumors as well. We'll bring in the former NBA big man. You give him a follow on Twitter, at OldenPolonis1, and he is now working with Fox Sports as an NBA analyst, and that's Olden Polonis. Olden, it's Zach Gelb. Thanks for a few minutes. Always great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good, Zach. And yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. Can't complain. Let's get right into it, though, and let's start with the San Antonio Spurs. From everything we read and we hear, we know Kawhi Leonard wants out. The Spurs are trying to make amends still, but if not, they want to trade him inside the Eastern Conference and not have him stay in the West. How do you view this sticky situation right now?
It's very bad for many reasons. One, the Spurs have been a model of professionalism and consistency, and for the chink in the armor to be exposed, none of us expected this to ever happen because they've never gone through anything like this. They've always managed to work things out internally. And so, you know, Kawhi didn't handle this well, and neither did the San Antonio Spurs. So they both at fault. And to me, the Spurs still hold the upper hand. They don't have to do anything with Kawhi. He's under contract. If he doesn't want to play, fine. But he's going to have to do something. You know, they like I said, they have the upper hand. They're not going to trade into the L.A. Lakers. The top will never help the Lakers out. That's not going to happen. So it's probably going to be an Eastern Conference team. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, I strongly believe if the Spurs, if Pop and R.C. Buford went to Kawhi and apologized, you know, for putting him on blast, basically questioning him, you know, as far as his toughness and, you know, his injury, I think knowing him, he would, you know, probably just say, you know what, okay, I accept, I'll stay.
How likely do you think that is, that it happens, that these two sides are able to repair this relationship?
I think it's very likely because Kawhi could have told Pop, I don't want to meet with you last week. But he did take the meeting. You know, Pop, they met in Los Angeles. And so I think that was a good sign for San Antonio. So, you know, by hook or by crook, they're going to try and make it work. You know, I hope they do make it work because, again, this is an organization that I've always admired for how they've always handled things. And somewhere, somehow, something fell apart. And they just got to find a way to fix it.
Your gut right now, do you think he's playing with the Spurs this upcoming year?
In my gut, I do believe he will, only because the Spurs won't make a move until they get the best move for their team. And unless that happens, again, he's under contract. So he's going to play. So I think he'll play up until February of next year.
Now, when I look at this, and I understand you say no way the Lakers. I understand Lakers have some young pieces, though, that maybe they could work out a trade. Celtics, they have a bunch of pieces as well. And also the Philadelphia 76ers. But let me follow up what you said about the Lakers. You said no way. Why no way? Would the Spurs maybe be willing to deal him to the Lakers if it's the right package?
Because Pop's not going to try to help the Lakers, you know, from their past history and everything else. He's not going to do anything that's going to benefit the L.A. Lakers. Even though they can get some young pieces in return, you're still trading an all-NBA talent. And that's a proven. We don't know what these guys are going to end up. We don't know what Kuzma's going to end up being, if he's part of trade, or Brandon Ingram, or Lonzo Ball. That's so, you know, sketchy right now. But we know what we're getting with Kawhi. Now, I'll say this. He did say he wants to go to L.A. There are two teams in Los Angeles. I could see Jerry West pulling one of his magic tricks and getting Kawhi to the Clippers.
It's an interesting thought as we're talking to Olden Polonis right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. if we look at maybe teams in the East, like I mentioned, the Celtics and also the Philadelphia 76ers, it would be something if he did go to either of those two teams. But once again, Kawhi insists that he only wants to go to the Lakers from everything we hear right now. And I'd be curious if the Celtics or Sixers maybe would take that risk, make a trade, and try to convince him to stay, because those two teams are set up very nicely for years and years to come, Holden.
Oh, they definitely are. But I think of the two, it probably would be Boston. The talent right there is, to me, is a little bit better than Philadelphia. And so, especially with the way Brad Stevens coaches. And so that would be the better of the two options. But again, if he wants to come to L.A. and play for the Lakers, it's most likely going to happen after next year, you know, in 2019. Unless, like I said, unless something drastically happens, Pop and R.C. Buford are not trying to help the Lakers.
Talking Holden Polonese right now. All right, let's get to LeBron. We all know that's what the offseason is focused around, even though we start this conversation talking Kawhi, because it's a very big story right now as we know it. Your gut feeling, just like I asked you about Kawhi, what happens with LeBron James?
Oh, man. Unfortunately, I think he's going to leave Cleveland. But the problem with me that I have with him, I have so much respect to LeBron off the court, you know, with everything he's done, you know, financing children's education and everything else. With that being said, you are the best player in the NBA. Why are you not able to get guys to come to you? That's the question I keep asking myself. How is that possible? Why are you always leaving for greener pastures? Why don't you say, hey, I'm going to stay right here. You guys come join me. And I have yet to come up with an answer for that one, because that's the one that has me just flabbergasted right now. He's always leaving.
What do you think his best option is for this offseason if he's to leave? What team makes the most sense to you to try to maybe knock down those Golden State Warriors?
If he leaves, he's not coming out west. I just don't think there's just too many tough teams in the West. Now he would, let's say, okay, say he comes to the West. Unless he goes to Houston, if he goes to the Lakers, now he's got to go through Houston and San Antonio. I mean, Houston and Golden State, and of course, you still got to keep San Antonio in the mix. But if he goes, you know, to Houston, it's only the Warriors he's got to worry about. But now if he goes to the East, of course, it's an easy path. And I do believe, of the teams in the East, now, if he ends up in Philadelphia, that might really be impressive. You know, to have, you know, a young big guy in Embiid, you have a young talent in Simmons, then you bring LeBron in. But the only problem with that situation is that both Ben Simmons and LeBron need the ball in their hands a majority of the time.
Do you think they can make that work, though?
Yeah, Ben Simmons learned how to shoot.
Easier said than done, though.
How to shoot, yeah, they can make it work.
How far away do you think we are from a team taking down Golden State in the postseason?
Well, I said 2 years ago, I said they have at least a 5 to 7 year run in them. And so we're what? We're two championships in right now. No, we're three championships in. I'm sorry. That was
three in the last four, yep.
Three out of the last four after the first championship, you know. And so now, I mean, everything that they're doing, every team in the NBA is geared towards beating the Warriors, which is a problem. You cannot play like that. You know, Houston found out. You know, unfortunately, Chris Paul got injured, but I still believe they would have beaten them with Chris Paul. And so you just can't focus on one team. You know, you got to build your team based on the totality. And right now, everybody's focused on the Warriors, but they're forgetting one thing. Oklahoma City found out. You can have three great players come there, but what? Guess what? Those Warriors have been together going on 5 years now. And this is the third year with Durant. So they built that chemistry. You know, Klay knows where Steph is going to be. Steph knows where Klay and Draymond are going to be. Draymond knows where all those guys are going to be. They've built that. And they built it from the ground up. You know, And they like each other. That's the other part no one's talking about. They genuinely like each other. Like, they like being around each other. Right. And we don't have that with all those other teams. Most of them are phony.
No question. Wrapping up with Olden Polonis right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. This past Thursday, we know the NBA draft did come and go. Your impressions on the draft, and as someone that has the NBA background, played in the league for many years, what advice do you give to a youngster just entering the league?
Well, first of all, it was very, very boring draft. You know, everything was basically what it was supposed to be. Ayton, Bagley. I mean, there were no surprises. I like surprises in a draft. And, you know, one of the things that I don't like about the draft anymore is, like, when they have, like, you know, the sideline individuals like Wojnarowski and all those guys telling you what's about to happen, it takes the fun out of it.
Woj did it in a fun way because they told him not to tip the picks, and he started using all these different types of words. So I got a chuckle out of it. Usually I'm with you, but the way he did it, I laughed.
Come on. I don't like that. Leave a little surprise for me, please. Even if it's fake. The only surprise, there were two surprises. Doncic, you know, and Trae Young, that whole thing. But yep. You already told me what it was going to be. And Michael Porter going 14. You know, if his back holds up, I think he's the steal of the draft. But, you know, other than that, you know, it wasn't really exciting. But my advice for these guys, you got to put the work in. This is not the destination. This is not the finale. This is the beginning. It's a journey. It's a marathon. You guys got to put the work in. You know, one of the best advice I got from someone, one of my veterans, is this. Every year there's a draft. That means every year there's a potential for you to lose your job. You have to keep putting the work in so you can keep your job. And if these guys don't do that, they're not going to pan out.
Let me ask you this, though, because one of your former teams, no longer in existence, the Seattle Supersonics. I was reading something yesterday that Dwayne Wade was talking about eventually one day having a desire to be a part of an ownership group and bring Seattle back. What would you think about that one?
Oh, that would be awesome. Seattle deserves a team. And, you know, from my sources, you know, within the league, you know, that's the case. They have to bring it back. That's why they kept the name. You know, the Seattle Supersonic name is still in effect. They just don't have a team right now of players. So at some point in time, they have to give that city a franchise.
And hopefully it comes soon because, you know, that's one fun city to play. And I've been there before.
Oh,
Seattle's great.
It's the best. It's the best. I love Seattle. I love the people. And everybody that's been there, they know how wonderful it is. So, yeah, they definitely deserve a franchise again.
All right.
Sooner rather than later.
All right. In closing with Olden Polonis right now on CBS Sports Radio, award show coming up on Monday. MVP down to Anthony Davis, Harden, and LeBron James. Who do you think will win it, and who do you think should win it?
LeBron James should win it between those three, but I think Harden's going to win it because of what he did during the season. But again, I don't think they should give that award out until everything is over in the NBA. It should be all-encompassing. Playoffs, everything should be a part of it. All the awards should be done after the season.
Yeah, because you're exactly right. Because going into the postseason, I would have said Harden. And I know you can't count the postseason in the award voting right now. But after watching what happened in the postseason, it kind of goes, how do you not vote for LeBron, you know?
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's got to be, you got to have this award, again, with the totality of the season. It can't just be the age. Because there's a slight advantage between, you know, 30 different teams. You know, you can't take people on, you know, second game of back-to-back or fourth game of 5-night type of thing. So there's an advantage there.
I know Laker fans don't like you right now, Olden, after this interview, but I always enjoy talking to you. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, at OldenPolonis1, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, you're very welcome. And to all Laker fans that don't like me, ask me if I care.
Have a good one, Olden.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.